Do you know anybody interested in stamps?
In what?
Stamps.
No, ma'am, I sure don't.
I have a collection.
Is that right?
And I want to sell them.
Hmm.
Now, my idea is a stamp collection. And the collectors might be different. I mean the dealers.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I want about $500 for mine.
What, well, in case
I have all kinds. All kinds.
From other countries?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Hmm. How long have you been collecting?
It started since my uncle bought it from a man who had it when he was a boy. And the man sold it to my uncle. And my uncle had it, and when I became a young lady, he gave it to me. So I would say it's over 100 years old.
Hmm.
There's one stamp in there that I know, I'm sure you haven't seen. It's the first special delivery stamp they issued. And it was a man, and he had a cap like a streetcar conductor, you remember those? That used to collect the fares. It had a little peak on it.
Hmm.
And it was navy blue. And it was passing down, or up down the front. And he was running with the leather in his hand. That was the first stamp. The second stamp was a boy in a lighter blue and a cap, and he was on a bicycle. And he was delivering the letter on the bicycle. The third special delivery was on a motorcycle. And then from then on, I didn't keep too many of those. It costs them to have a collection, you know.
Yes, ma'am, I'm sure. Well.
And I had a nice coin collection and stole that.
Oh, right out of your house? Somebody broke in?
Nope, just somebody in it.
Really?
One of the servants. I don't know when.
Terrible. Sorry to hear that. Well, in case I meet somebody who was collects stamps and needs some more, I'll send them to you.
All right, do that, please, because I really want to get rid of them. I have nobody to leave them to.
That's it.
And if things keep going up, I'm going to have to do something. Because I got a new one last night, and she's remarkably cheap.
Mm-hmm.
$7.50 a night, and she sleeps all night.
Is that right? What does it usually cost?
$17 or $22.
My goodness. Expensive.
And I can't be alone at night.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm scared.
Well, I don't blame you.
I really am afraid.
Is this a neighborhood generally pretty quiet?
Yes, it's been everybody on their own home until this parking lot was put. And they were all houses. And the doctors have offices over there and they want a parking space. They bought them all up. In fact, Dr. Bender's after this house. But I'm not ready to sell yet. In fact, I really hope to be taken out of here. But I don't think I'll be able to stay here that long. Because help is just out of the question. She's been here 4 years. And I'm expecting her any time tasteful rates. She gets 7 a day. My expenses are nearly 100 a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't have that income.
That does,
it's worse.
Count
up. Oh, sure it does. And then the water's gone up. Not the water, the gas, the lights, and the telephone's going up this month.
Utilities are out of sight.
Oh, that's. I paid $50 for my gas in January and $60. For my gas in February.
Some people get outrageous electricity bills.
$100. I know somebody last month paid $100. I like to drop dead. I thought I was coming out and wasn't going to have to draw anything out of the bank.